Well, I had a call last night from Walt Rothschild. President Johnson and Walt are both very upset about this, for obvious reasons.
You realize, though, what it is? It shows that Johnson, in effect, didn't tell the American people the truth before his election. That's why they may think that we put it out.
There's high suspicion of that.
There is. Well, Johnson doesn't have that suspicion, does he?
No.
Good
God. No, I called Walt. First thing yesterday morning, I said, you better get the New York Times and you better read this.
Yeah. All right.
Well, I was late last night and he said, now, I don't want to cast any aspersions on who might have done this, but our strong suspicion is it's Dan Ellsberg. Dan Ellsberg was part of ISA at the time. He's a RAND employee now and a teacher at MIT. He's a radical.
Why the hell did they get it? How did he get the files?
He said that he understood that he had a copy of that study when he was in ISA and probably took it out with him. He said he doesn't think it's Gelb, it may be. He said he doesn't think so, and he doesn't think it's Halpern or Walsh or the other character of the Air Force guy who was all in together.
What kind of study? Gelb was in on it, wasn't he? Was he in charge?
Gelb was in on it. Gelb's very anti-Vietnam.
Yeah.
Gelb is a
responsible. He's in California, and he thought Gelb was apparently, he thought was the guy.
He Gelb was
Brookings. He was in charge of it. Now, this fellow, Ellsberg, or whatever his name, Ellsberg, I never heard his name before.
Now,
that's the one Rothfeld mentioned.
Yes, he thinks that's who it was. He said, whoever did this could not be a good Democrat. He said he would have to be a radicalized individual.
Yeah. Well, they failed to hear that. If you want to look at it from far, is that the stuff that's that exposes Kennedy come out on the thing too? He was in the time.
Yes, sir.
And they didn't come out yet.
There, in the analysis that was done in the Times yesterday, they referred to the fact that Kennedy had made a number of decisions which faced Lyndon Johnson with the decision of withdrawing and taking defeat or escalating. So the real impression made is that Kennedy's covert decision led up to the...
As a matter of fact, they were fairly good on Eisenhower. It said that he had a limited, he'd been involved with a limited risk operation. And then it made it clear that Kennedy moved so far down the road that it really was no longer a limited risk, that it became either...
You remember Kennedy's first television speeches on Laos?
I know. You know, the way the Kennedy supporters explain that is they blame Eisenhower. They say Eisenhower told Kennedy to do this.
I thought you said...
No, this is what they say.
Listen, we all know Eisenhower extremely well in this respect, and Eisenhower was a non-involvement man. As a matter of fact, he might be too little, but nevertheless,